Okay, no?
So there's a comment that you'd like to make?
Oh, you're about to call the vote?
Excuse me?
You're about to do the votes?
We're going through the voting process, yeah.
Okay, I would just like to remind the board as you think through the next vote that you'll be taking, that item number four is, I think, a historic vote to appoint a new chancellor for the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, succeeding a distinguished tour of service by interim chancellor Bob Wilson. And I'm delighted that that is on your docket and is recommended at this time.
Very good.
And I should mention, of course, that we're talking about Robert J. Jones, who is in the audience, who is the current president of the State University of New York's University at Albany.
All right. One thing I would interject before we get to the vote is a public comment session. And at this time, we had no request for public comment, so we will not do that. It's time to take votes, and if you'll bear with me, I'll go through the procedure. And for a couple of student trustees, this will be your first opportunity. There are two sets of votes that will occur in two different agendas, and they've been provided by the bylaws of the university. One is a regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what we call the roll call agenda. We'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the regular agenda are listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted. The secretary will read the title of all items. After she's read them, we will discuss any open issues, although I understand that the agenda items have been reviewed by each of the committees. Matter of fact, all were reported on today in the committee reports. You may have contacted the president or staff members for clarification, but I would hope at this point that you have the information you need to be able to vote responsibly today. But we certainly will welcome discussion. After discussion, we'll vote on all items at once. We'll vote as a group. And of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item, that can easily be accommodated just by indicating to DD how you would like to vote uniquely, and we'll record your vote accordingly. DD, would you please read the items on the regular voice vote agenda?
Yes, sir. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meetings. Item 1 has already been approved. Award the Board of Trustees Distinguished Service Medallion to Susan M. Keese. 2, resolution for Christophe Pierre. 3, resolution for Lawrence B. Shook. 4, appoint Chancellor, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and Vice President, University of Illinois. 5, appoint Interim Director, Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, Springfield. 6, appoint Director, Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, Springfield. 7, appoint Interim Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Chicago. 8, appoint Dean, College of Applied Health Sciences, Urbana. 9, appoint Interim Dean, College of Media, Urbana. 10, appoint Dean, College Honors College, Chicago. 11, appoint University Librarian and Dean, Library Instructional Services, Springfield. 12, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 13, promotions in academic rank and change in tenure, 2016-17. 14, establish a major in bioengineering for the degree of Master of Engineering, College of Engineering, and the Graduate College, Urbana. 15, establish a Master of Science in Management, College of Business, and the Graduate College, Urbana. 16, reorganize the Department of Philosophy, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 17, rename the Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Arts and Sciences in Germanic Languages and Literatures, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 18, transfer the Agricultural Communications Program and the Bachelor of Science with a major in Agricultural Communications, College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, and the College of Media, Urbana. 19, reappoint members to the Advisory Board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago. 20, amend the University of Illinois Hospital Medical Staff Bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve the general voice vote agenda items 2 through 20?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Trustee Holmes, second. Seconded by Trustee Smart. Any discussion of the items or comments? Yes, Rick.
Brief comment on items number 3 and 4. On item number 3, I just want to thank Larry Shook again for his tremendous leadership at the University of Illinois and his support of this board and helping us understand the complicated issues that he has worked on over the years, and also for your friendship. It's been great to work with you. And so thank you. On item number 4, Dr. Jones, welcome. It is, I'm going to vote yes enthusiastically. We're so proud to have you here.
Further discussion or comments on the regular voice? Yes, Trustee Montgomery.
Chairman, I would like to second the remarks made by my colleague, Mr. Estrada, in expressing our appreciation to Dr. Shook for his great work, and also recognizing the key importance and the unprecedented nature of the appointment of Dr. Jones, as well as his outstanding background that he brings to the job. And I commend the search committee, the president, and the board for its good work in selecting an excellent chancellor.
Very good. Thank you, Trustee Montgomery. Yes, Trustee Holmes.
At the risk of being repetitive.
That's okay. Be repetitive. That's fine.
I would also like to thank Christophe Pierre and Larry Shook for their service to this board. They came in both, and you know, I started 5 years ago and have had an opportunity to watch them and have been extremely impressed. And I'm also very proud to be a part of a historic vote on item number 4. And I thank the president for having the courage and the foresight to engage in the kind of process that took place in order to get us to this point. And I'm very proud to just be a part of the history of this vote.
Very good. Thank you. Further comments? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. All in favor of the agenda voice vote items number 22 through 20, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. In particular, congratulations, Dr. Jones. All right, we will move on to the the roll call agenda, and these are items that specifically require a roll call vote where we are called on individually by the secretary. As always, you can vote individually if you would like to vote on any particular item differently. Please indicate that when you're asked to indicate your vote. Dee Dee, if you would, please read the items on the roll call agenda.
21, delegate authority to the Vice President, CFO, and Comptroller to refund outstanding certificates of participation. 22, approve project for classroom addition and renovation, School of Labor and Employment Relations, Urbana. 23, approve project for heating, ventilation, air conditioning, piping, and exhaust system upgrades, Trelease Hall and Florida Avenue Residence Halls, Dining Hall, Urbana. 24, increase project budget and award construction contract, envelope repair, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning upgrades, Henry Administration Building, Urbana. 25, increase project budget for infrastructure and life safety repairs, Phase 2, Smith Memorial Hall, Urbana. 26, increase project budget for slate roof replacement, English Building, Urbana. 27, increase project budget and amend professional services consultant contract for renovation and addition, Mechanical Engineering Building, Urbana. 28, purchase recommendations. 29, authorized settlement, Walker et al. Versus Lichtenbaum MD et al. Thank you.
Thank you. I would certainly now entertain a motion to approve items 21 through 29 on the roll call agenda. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I'll take Trustee Fitzgerald, and who was the second?
Me.
Very good. Thank you, Juwan. Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion of any of the items 21 through 29? All right, hearing none, we will go forward with the roll call agenda. Dee Dee?
Mr. Cepeda.
Yes to all.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Because I abstain on procurement matters, I'll abstain on items 21, 24, 25, 26, 27, and 28. I will vote yes on 22, 23, and 29. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hall.
Yes to all.
Ms. Hasera.
Yes to all.
Mr. Hoffman.
Yes to all.
Ms. Holmes.
Yes to all.
Dr. Koritz.
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan.
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery.
Yes to all, with the exception of 29, with respect to which I abstain.
Governor Rauner. Mr. Schumach.
Yes to all.
Ms. Smart.
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Very good. I believe they are passed, not unanimously, but totally. I'd just like to add a kind of echo of a comment. First of all, Dr. Jones, we're looking forward to October 3. But I want to add just a reinforcement of this various comments for Vice President Shook and Vice President Pierre. Larry and I have worked together on University of Illinois Research Park Board for a long time, and on Illinois Ventures together a long time. And I just I want to express, even beyond all the things that you normally see in Larry and his job, his responsibility in research, the leadership that you provided to those two entities over the last few years as we move forward and progress forward, and you will be missed in that process. And President Klein, we look forward to the individual who will come forward there. Vice President Pierre, lots of things that I specifically, personally appreciate of what you have done in your role, but particularly taking on the academic review process, which I know was difficult, probably controversial, very stressful at times, but you championed throughout the system as well as the campuses, excuse me, the universities. Get a heads up. And I personally appreciate all the efforts that you went to in that area. I know it's not finished. It's a journey that will continue, but you and the team that you put together really helped us move forward in that area. So thank you, and we wish both of you the best in your future endeavors. Mr. President, the floor is yours.
Well, I'd just like to add a couple of comments with regard to my colleagues, the vice presidents who are leaving us. We have a immense talent retiring and departing, as you've heard all day. But Larry Shook is a senior research administrator operating at the top level of the university who's kept his research life going. And we're all jealous of that in some fashion. He's returning to the laboratory and as the winner of an amazing new grant at UIUC that we're very happy to see and proud to see. And I just want to acknowledge all the contributions you've made in terms of building up and out our research park, commercialization, connecting patents, licenses, and that whole enterprise is now ready for another level, and I think your work is a remarkable contribution. Thank you so much. Christophe Pierre, it's hard for me to say anything about Christophe because I'm still not over him leaving, but he's going to take a very exciting position in Stevens Institute of Technology, which is a very, very fine and renowned school of that focuses on engineering. He'll be deeply missed. In addition to the things that you said, he has been a primary architect for affordability at the University of Illinois system in the last several years, and I think that should go, noted that families of Illinois who want to send their children to the University of Illinois owe Christophe Pierre a debt of gratitude for his thoughtfulness, his analyticalness, and the way in which he presented those kind of cases, as well as the sheer quality of the faculty and the dean appointments, et cetera. So thank you so much, Christophe and Larry, for the opportunity to work together. We'll miss you. Well, just to note, like everybody else has noted, that I think this is a historic day for the University of Illinois generally. And to, again, once more, we'll find time to do it more formally, to acknowledge Bob Wilson's extraordinary leadership over a period of time that trial by brush fire is maybe a term that comes to mind. But it's amazing how the right people emerge in leadership roles and find solutions and represent the inherent goodness of the institution. And so it's been a privilege to work with you. We're not done yet, as you know, so don't start counting. And of course, with Robert Jones's arrival, I think we're entering a new era of for the whole university. We've still got some work cut out for us with the state budgets, notably. And I also want to tip my hat again, as I did last night, to Walt Knorr, Vice President, who's kept the university resiliency in a place where we can actually forge ahead despite the uncertainties of the budget, and thank all my colleagues elsewhere as well. That I think we're in a stronger political situation now. We've got a world-class team in place. We've got wonderful talent, and we have a strategic framework. And incredible ideas emerged from the retreat yesterday that is going to take a little time to digest, but I think the scene is set for wonderful things at the university. Thanks to your leadership.
Yeah, I'd just add to anyone who wasn't here yesterday for that retreat, it's the information of the strategic framework is online in strategic planning. There's an opportunity to both review the core, the inputs yesterday, as well as an opportunity to provide additional inputs in the process. So it's an ongoing process. And I
just wanted you and I, maybe I'm going to say something and maybe you'll say the same, because we had about 20 of our colleagues yesterday say this: I am in the framework, I am the U of I.
Very good. Yes. All right, is there any old business? Is there any new business? Hearing none to each, I'd like to take a moment to announce the schedule for future meetings. The next meeting is scheduled on September the 8th here in Urbana, on November the 10th in Chicago, and then again in Chicago on November 19th of 2017, which of course is our annual meeting. If there's no further business, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Mercy, that was quick. All in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for all of you for being here.